listening to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. I am your host, Emily Blue, here with co-host Deanne Lax. Thank you for joining us. Joy Seekers, Deanne and I are so glad to be back with you after taking time to recharge and refresh to bring you more inspirational music and conversation radio. Well, we're in the ninth month of 2023, you guys. And during this birthing month, we want to know, what are you going to do to transform your life? September is also Self-Care Awareness Month, Suicide Prevention and Awareness Month, and a host of other important things we want to highlight all month long right here on Brand New Day. Whether it's the beginning or end of your day, personally, we want you to sit back, relax, and enjoy as we inspire and uplift your lives. Here's Isabel Davis with I Will Rejoice, right here on the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio.
This is a simple chorus. It says this. Oh, my soul. My soul will bless the Lord, and all that is within me, say, hey.
My soul,
oh, will bless the Lord, and all that is within me, oh, my soul will bless the Lord,
I'm Missy Gaines, and you're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, sip light. Whoa. Out of the desert for quite a while, it feels so common, looking for the time to come round in a moment, waiting patiently like a flower in season to come forth now, hidden underground with budding leaves to take spot.
Was Sib Life with Bloom, and you're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio. It's time for our Fresh Start segment. Ecclesiastes 3 and 11 says, He has made everything beautiful in its time. He has also set eternity in the human heart, yet no one can fathom what God has done from beginning to end. I want to declare that it's blooming season. The word bloom, according to Oxford Languages Dictionary, means to come into or be in full beauty or health, flourish. When you think about blooming, most of us think about a flower or something that grows. Respectfully, all living things have to grow in order to remain vital. The last few years have been very trying for all of us in some way. As a matter of fact, I believe that many of us have felt like they have been experiencing a drought, desert, and wilderness season. My brothers and sisters, that time is coming to an end. Isaiah 27 and 6 says, "The days are coming when Jacob shall put down roots, Israel blossom and grow fresh branches, and fill the world with its fruit. What has been planted and watered, God is giving the increase." In this ninth month, God is bringing us all forth into our purpose and destiny. We have entered a season of fruitfulness and abundance. So let's enjoy our blooming season. That's our Fresh Start segment. You're tuned into the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. The number is 563-999-3456. We are so excited to have you tuned in. Destination transformation is the theme for 2023, and Deanne and I want to help you forge ahead to make the necessary shifts and changes to navigate your life in the right direction. Here's Tina Campbell with "Too Hard Not To" and Dwayne Woods with "Let Go" right here on the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
Maybe you feel entitled, 'cause this should have never, ever happened to you. And maybe you've tried to let it go, but letting go just ain't never easy to do. And maybe you feel you'll end up with another broken heart, trying to face something that seems way too hard. But it's too hard to hold on to all of the pain, and it's too hard to relive it over and over again. It's too hard when the memories have control over you. Some say it's too hard to forgive, I say it's too hard not to. It's too hard not to. It's too hard not to. Maybe you're trying to handle losing someone that you thought would be there. And maybe you're feeling anxious, 'cause it left you lonely, confused, and so scared. And maybe you feel you'll end up with another broken heart, trying to face something that seems way too hard. But it's too hard to hold on to all of the pain, and it's too hard to relive it over and over again. It's too hard when the memories have control over you. Some say it's too hard to forgive, I say it's too hard not to. It's too hard not to. It's too hard. Something so senseless and something so selfish tried to come and tear your world apart. But someone so loving and someone so selfless will help you when you're ready to restart. Too hard to hold on to all of the pain, and it's too hard to relive it over and over again. It's too hard when the memories have control over you. Some say it's too hard to forgive. I say it's too hard not to. It's too hard not to. I say it's too hard not to. It's too hard not to. It's too hard not to forgive. Lord, help me to forgive. Because it's too hard not to.
And you're listening to Brand New Day.
I couldn't seem to fall asleep. There was so much on my mind, searching for that peace, but the peace I could not find. So then I kneeled down to pray, pray, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stopped worrying,
soon as I stopped worrying,
worrying how the story ends,
when I let go,
when I let go,
and I let
God,
let Him have,
let God have His way.
That's when things,
that's when
start,
things
happening.
Start happening. When I stopped looking at back then,
when I let go,
when I let go,
when I let God,
let God.
Let Him have,
let God have His way.
There's so much going on. Sometimes I can't find my way, and oftentimes I struggle, struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in your hands, that everything will be alright.
Yes, I stopped worrying.
As soon as I stopped worrying,
worrying how the story ends,
I can let go.
I let go when
I can let God, let Him have,
let God have His way
back.
That's when things start happening. I stopped looking at back.
Oh, when I let go,
I let go.
When I let God,
God,
let Him have,
let God have His way.
Let go, let God, let go, and let God, let go, let God, oh, let go, and let God, let go. And let God, my brother, let go. And let God, my sister, you can't handle it. Let God, oh, let go. And let God, let go. And let God, oh, let go. And let God, He's the only one with the answers. Just let God, He can handle it all, yes He can. God, with tears in your eyes, just let God. He feels your pain, and He knows your heart. He knows your issues. He
You're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio.
This is your Renewed Heart segment, Cheerleaders for Christ. It is my cheer season, and many of you may know I'm a cheer coach to a rather large group of young girls. And as a cheer coach, it's not only my job to teach them cheer, stunts, and tumbling. It's also how to behave, mannerisms, sportsmanship, support of one another, and compassion for others. Now, of course, I'm partnering with their parents on teaching these leadership skills, but one of the ways in which I impress upon them is showing how important our words are, what words mean, and how impactful they are. Scripture tells us in Colossians 4:6 to let your speech always be gracious, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how you ought to answer each person. As cheerleaders, our words are taken at face value. Teams listen to what we have to say, and it has the ability to impact their performance. Fans listen to what we have to say, and their participation helps make for a better game. In cheer, we have cheer spirit, which is to always be supportive, jovial, and ready to cheer on the team. And I'm always amazed how our words are not just an on-the-field or court type of thing. So many students and parents know our cheers because they've caught the cheer spirit too. Now, let's run that back to scripture. As Christians being led by the Holy Spirit, our words are even more impactful in daily living. When we know the truth and what scripture says about do not let any unwholesome talk come out of our mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen, in Ephesians 4:29, then we know to put a guard on our tongues and make sure that we say what is pleasing to God. Every now and then I will hear, well, the disciples weren't perfect. Some of them cursed or said or did certain things. Sometimes people tend to use, because I fit into that category too. We tend to use the error of humans who love God as an opportunity for us to reflect them and what they did or do, and not how God says we should live. My imperfections are not to motivate you, because they are pitiful and horrible in God's sight. Yes, we all sin and come short of the glory of God, but the goal is not to continue in sin, but rather to aim for the things that are of God. Mark 7:15 tells us, there is nothing a person puts into his body that makes him unclean. A person is made unclean by the things that come out of him. So let's be mindful of the things we say and do and the influence we have on others. Because sometimes we've been so exposed to so many things that are not pleasing to God, it's a struggle to escape it on our own. But with prayer and people who are striving just like us, hopefully we can be impactful cheerleaders for Christ. This is your Renewed Heart segment.
Feeling sure, feeling clear, feeling positive, feeling free and complete from the love you give. On the throne, on the throne of my life. He tells me all the wrong lefts, and when they go right, he's a king, he's a god, he's a big ass, he's a truth, he's a lie, he's a real ass. When he tells me he loves me, I feel it. Ain't nobody on this earth that can steal it. So I
feel the sure, feel the clear, feel the positive.
Said I'm handle the rest. try to fix my bed, I can make in the mess. So I made up in my mind, smile more, stress less. Gave it all to God and he gave me a blessing. He's a king, he's a God, he's a big ass. He's a truth, he's a lie, he's a real ass. When he tells me he loves me, I feel it. Ain't nobody on this earth that can steal it. A testament, I gotta tell. Faith, I'm about to flex on a study for the test. On a positive, my God can do it. He's a king, he's a God, he's a big ass. He's a truth, he's a lie, he's a real ass. When he tells me he loves me, I feel it. Ain't nobody on this earth that can steal it. So I feel the
co-host of Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
We invite you to listen each Sunday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time as we inspire and uplift your lives with incredible inspirational music and exceptional conversations with a variety of thought leaders, artists, and experts.
Also experience empowerment through our engaging segments. Join us each Sunday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, where you will
have a fresh start,
gain new heart,
and learn to live smart right here
on a new day
with Emily Blue.
That was Erica Campbell with Positive and Kim Washington with Worth Living For. It's time for the Live Smart segment here on Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio. September is Self-Care Awareness Month. Whenever we get ready to leave on an airplane, the flight attendant typically tells us, in case of loss of air pressure or air pressure drops, we should put our mask on first before assisting others. Self-care is doing something that benefits you and only you, spiritually, physically, or mentally. Self-care looks different for different people. It could be working out, meditation, reading a book, sharing coffee or tea with a friend, praying, or some other activity. Regardless the form it takes, self-care replenishes us and gives us the capacity to give ourselves to others. That can only be an especially important message during challenging times when we may be tempted to skip self-care activities in favor of something we deem more quote-unquote productive or a quote-unquote better use of time. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, you must put your mask on first. As human beings, we all wear so many hats. That forces us to neglect making ourselves a priority to take care of. This must stop. Let's all make a conscious decision to take care of ourselves holistically so we can be on this planet for as long as we can. Physician and author Dr. Kelly Randall has written an incredible book entitled Your Mask First, Finding Peace, Light, and Encouragement Through Self-Care. Log on to www.drkelly.health today to purchase your copy of her book as you reinvigorate or begin making your self-care a priority and not an afterthought. That's our Live Smart segment.
I've been waiting on you.
Waiting for your embrace, love.
Hello, love.
This is the day, love.
Everybody's searching for you. Everywhere there's pain, we've been missing you. We need you more than ever before.
I
know I do.
It's a beautiful day.
Please
don't say goodbye, love. This is your day, love.
today. He's giving me a chance to try love again.
This is a beautiful day.
And even though life didn't start out easy, that's not the way it has to end.
This is a beautiful day.
See, I learned love's not the enemy, but I had to look deep down within.
It's gonna be a beautiful day.
For God so loved the world. Now, let's let real love begin.
Just may be the only Jesus that we see. Get out and touch somebody, love somebody, hold somebody. Get out and touch somebody, love somebody, hold somebody. Get out and touch somebody, love somebody, hold somebody. Don't you know that you just may be the only Jesus that we see? Get out and touch somebody.
This is Dr. Ivan, and you're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
That was Kirk Franklin with Try Love. And you're tuned into the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. It's time for the Fearless Family segment with Deanne Lax.
Hello, Fearless Families. It's so glad to hear from you and speak to you in this new season. I pray you all are well and that the school year is going great for the kids and that you're getting in your time together as a family for ministry, school, activities, whatever you have going on. This evening, I want to talk to you about the family that talks together. I know we've heard of the family that prays together. Well, some of us may have, but I'm hoping that we're praying and talking to our kids on a daily basis. I know sometimes we think that kids aren't listening, but they really are. And to be truthful, sometimes they don't always respond in the chatty ways that they used to when they were younger. But I'm really speaking about this adolescent group, you know? But talk anyways. The more you can share with them about life without sounding like you're fussing, the more you ask about how their days are going, the more you know, and over time, they will reveal some things. Family talks are some of the best times to be able to relate and understand each other and hold each other accountable. I'm speaking from experience, really, y'all. This week, I had to tell our children, look, y'all, listen to what we're saying. Sometimes I don't always do things the right way, but I'm really trying. But I really need you to hear me out. And it made me think of Proverbs 1:8. My child, listen to your father's teaching and do not forget your mother's advice. Believe it or not, that very thing I was advising our son on earlier this week, he listened and implemented the next day. So that means that I really have to work on what I'm struggling with, because now there's even greater accountability coming from my kids, and we have to hold each other accountable for what we do and say. So this week we're going to pray that we are led to have talks with our families and that God helps us during these times to be better as a unit. So God, help us to be stronger families by connecting with you in your word, by praying together, and by talking to each other. Let us hear each other out and let us go to you with all of the issues that are in our heart. We love you and we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Have a great week, fearless families. Love you all.
Thank you, Deanne, for this week's awesome Fearless Family segment. You're tuned into the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. Well, we have reached the end of our show, Joy Seekers. Remember to tune in to the E-Man After Show at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time tonight and all of our other shows throughout the week on the We Talk Radio Network. Also, check out We Talk Radio's website. See all of the latest updates by logging on to www.wetalkradio.com and follow We Talk Radio on all social media platforms at We Talk Radio. We would absolutely love to hear from you. Please email us your questions and comments at eblue@wetalkradio.com. Follow us on Facebook, X formerly known as Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at Brand New Day Emily and Rearing Royalty, and keep the conversation going. Tell us how you are taking flight in 2023. Let's recap. Our Fresh Start segment was It's Blooming Season. Our Renewed Heart segment was Cheerleaders for Christ. Our Live Smart segment was Put Your Mask On First. Our Fearless Family segment was The Family That Talks Together. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you. We bless you. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. Thank you for this time and this season, this ninth month, Lord God, as we prepare to close out another year. God, help our minds, help our hearts and spirits to continue to pursue after the things that you've called us to do. God, we pray, Lord God, that you would keep us in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you. God, cover us throughout the week, Lord God. God, help us to make great choices. Help us to live a life that is holy and acceptable to you, O God. In the name of Jesus, create in us a clean heart and renew within us a right spirit. And God will continue to give you the praise and the glory as you cover us in your blood. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you again for tuning in to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio. Here to close us out is Juan and Lisa Winans featuring Bishop Marvin L. Winans with It Belongs to Me, and Kiara Sheard Kelly with You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet.
It belongs to me. Salvation belongs to me, and I have everything to make salvation complete, 'cause I know the work is already done by the power of his blood. I know it's mine. It belongs to me. That makes my healing complete. It doesn't matter how I feel. When his stripes say I am healed, I know it's mine. It belongs to me. Hey. And it belongs to me. All blessing belongs to me. According to his will, I know.
for you to take me the other way. Took a while to heal from the stars. He fixed my heart, walking in my new style.